Blog Talk Radio.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Down, so don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry.
Be happy.
Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Happy, be happy now.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. Song is so true. Don't worry, be happy. And love playing that song to remind folks. It always affects always listeners who can connect to that. So great song there. We got a great show lined up for you. Actually, the next 3 hours we'll be going straight. With a lot of different guests, so stay with us. Lee Jason is our guest and the founder of the Soul Reclaiming coaching program that raises clients' awareness of things in their past that brought them joy and success. Lee is known as the mindfulness coach and can help you with. And Lee will tell you all that he does, how he works with you. And Lee's going to be taking a couple of calls also as we get in a little bit later into the program. And So stay with us here on Journey Light. The number to call on into the show to speak to Lee, 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in. And press the 1 on your phone. And if you're new to Journey Into the Light Spiritual Radio, it's been on the air now for 9 years. Make sure you click on the follow button located at the top left of the screen. This way you'll get updates of all the new and upcoming shows heading your way. So we're going to be joined in now here with Lee Jason. And Lee, welcome back to the program.
Well, hello. It's a pleasure to be back again, Michael.
Great to have you. You're doing a lot of great things. So for new people just hearing you, Lee, do you want to tell the folks a little bit about yourself and what you do?
All right. I am what is known as a reflective soul coach. And what we do as a reflective soul coach is to help people to get in contact with the part of them that to bring out joy in everyday moments that we have experienced in our lives. So, for example, when you're a child, something's new to you and it fills you with wonder and amazement and you want to hold on to that feeling forever. But as time goes by, of course, we have new experiences and sometimes we forget that feeling. So what I do is I help people to find those feelings, find new things to associate with that feeling so they can use them as a touchstone in their daily lives. So when they're feeling stressed and maxed out, they can actually go to a pinpointed place and bring that feeling back, and it brings them to a sense of calm and ease and really that moment of wonder where anything and everything is possible.
I love that. That was the thing that I love so much when I first talked with you, Lee, about I've done a lot of shows, over 4,000 shows, and I don't think I've ever spoke to a guest that, you know, does what you do, because that is beautiful. If you can, you know, go back and you're having a stressful day and pinpoint something you've kept that you can remember that feeling of happiness and joy during part of your past life, your current life, but your years ago, that's amazing.
And I do work with people that do tapping, which does get into people's past lives. And she is able to bring those feelings from perhaps a past life into it as well. But for me, the most part, I work with people on this plane and not from another time. The reason that you haven't heard much about this as on your show with all the wonderful guests you have is because I'm proud to say that this is based on about 15 years of coaching where I came up with this program, because what I felt was that people were trying to access things that brought them happiness perhaps a week ago. But I want to take people back to that feeling where everything is new and everything is possible. And when we're able to access that, I have seen it change people's lives dramatically, not in a matter of months, but in a matter of days, a matter of weeks. I even had one client I did a session with, and within 5 minutes, I was able to take her back to a time in her childhood. So it showed her how she kept repeating that joy, but she didn't recognize it. And so once she was able to identify what that feeling was, how to bring that feeling back into her daily life, she's able to use it all the time. And I just saw her the other day, and she's just so grateful for that opportunity. And it is such a blessing to see people light up again.
Wow, that gets me thinking, you know, of some of, you know, years ago of things that I brought so much happiness. So it gets me thinking of what I can do to remember certain spots, like vacation spots and things like that, like the Colorado Rocky Mountains and how beautiful that was. So
let me give you a common example of something that people could actually help access right now in their daily life. So, for example, try to remember when you got your first job and the excitement that brought to you. And, of course, as we grow, we get new jobs. And with each time there is a new job, there's always excitement. But once we get to that point that we've been in the trenches maybe for a week or even a month, all of a sudden it goes from being exciting and all that to new to just being part of the daily grind. But when we start to remember what it was that was so exciting, we can build on that, bring that back, and every day be grateful for that original feeling, and I guarantee you will start to create more and more enthusiasm for your work, more passion to it, and you're going to want to take your career or whatever your job is to the next level because you're able to build upon that initial excitement.
Wow. Wow, that's really great. So people listening might not be nearby you, but you work with people on the phone and Skype and things like that?
Yes, I am. Actually, I work by phone, by Skype, of course, in person. I do workshops mainly in the Southern California area. I am putting together, I do have my website, themindfulnessguy.com, which people can go to find out some information, but I am launching a brand new website that is specifically going to deal with reflective soul coaching and how it applies to our business life. So that should be coming in the next week or so. I'm very excited about that because, as you know, most of us, even though we have home lives, we spend the majority of our time, at least during the week, at work. So I want to be able to bring those feelings of home into the workplace to give people successful careers and jobs that they can really own, and in the long run, it's going to affect their personal and family life. So by bringing entrepreneurs together in a spiritually conscious way, by accessing what made them, where their purpose driven, is really an honor for me to be able to share this. And another thing I should say is, because I am the founder of Reflective Soul Coaching, we are putting together, my business partner, Elizabeth Sarcella, who was on the show last week, and I are putting together training sessions to teach people how they now can become reflective soul coaches as well. And that is a very exciting thing. There's only about a handful of us now. We've trained three people so far, and we're seeing them out in the field, seeing what they are accomplishing, amazing things. So we are so glad to be able to bring that training and coaching to anyone and anywhere. So if you live in Oklahoma or you live in New York City, we're putting together a program that we can help you to access that and become a coach yourself.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I know, Lee, today you wanted to speak about spiritual conscious empowerment.
Yes, and spiritually conscious entrepreneurship. And what that is basically coming from a place in our jobs and our work. We get back, that's a theme for today, I guess, is our work. When we create a business or a part of a job that we truly love, that not only benefits the employer, but benefits the greater good of humanity, we are able to create a vortex which brings in joy, hot, and happiness to ourselves. Now, this applies to whatever job you have, as long as you're coming to it from a point of true satisfaction, and, you know, if it's to get you to a goal that's going to take you to another level where you can give back to the community, that is a fantastic thing. So a conscious entrepreneur is someone who puts together a business with not necessarily the financial things that come along with it, but the spiritual things that come along with it, personal joy, being part of a green, eco-friendly environment, giving back to the community, that sort of thing. And when we raise our consciousness, especially in business and the workplace, it spills out to the rest of our lives. And in the process, we do good for others.
Well, that's great. That's great to, you know, people always on this show, I tell you, you know, I know relationships is a big question and concern on these shows, but one of the other biggest ones is jobs and finding a job, career. Oh my gosh, that is so you really hit on a great topic there.
And you bring up an interesting point. So we know that when our job and our career is in alignment and we're not bringing home drudgery and stuff, then that gives us to be able to open up for more happiness in our personal lives. So when you are in tune with, you wouldn't date somebody that you weren't attracted to or didn't give you something back in return. You actually, you know, you have those endorphins that come in, and that's what draws us to people. That same feeling, if we access your reflective soul, can come into your work. what is it that you truly love to do? What was your purpose in life? And how can you bring that to your job? And when you're able to do that, and that you become in love with your job, you become in love with your family, you're in love with your partner. When all those three things add up, and I believe they are not separate, they can all be together, you have the opportunity for a very joyful life.
Yeah, I agree. You know, people have really changed, I think, over the years, where people are not so much driven to work at the factory or work at the store. People want to be, you know, work for themselves. And by talking to the listeners, that's where people are. I mean, I did it. Gosh, I switched from working at the bank to working for myself, about 30 years ago, a long time. And more people are doing that.
Absolutely. And the thing I was saying about the website that I put together, that we're putting together, and it is live now, but it's still a work in progress that your listeners might be interested in. It is the IEclub.com, which stands for the Independent Entrepreneur. You just can go on there. It'll pop up that says join for free. And as soon as the website is live with all the information, we'll send people. But this is to help people, those people that really want to have their own business and do it from a spiritual and a conscious level. We're building a support group. So if you have a business and you want to connect with other people that are starting out or have been in business for themselves, it will allow everybody to come together to make that happen. And if you don't have any idea of what it is that you are meant to do, we work with you to access that thing again back in your childhood, what really brought you joy, and then we will help you to figure out how you can take that to your daily work life.
And that's great. Lee, before we take a call, why don't you tell the folks how people can reach you all the different ways?
All right. So the best way to reach me is go to my website, which is themindfulnessguy.com, and you'll see various ways to do that. Or like I said, I have the ieclub.com, which is still in progress, but it does have a landing page, which will get in touch with you that way. Or you can email me directly at leejason@themindfulnessguy.com. And the thing about that is if you email me, I personally will answer your emails. It may take a day or two, but I don't have someone else do it because I feel I owe it to myself to be in contact with people that contact me because I get great joy out of connecting with other folks. So if you want to directly get a hold of me, it really is easy, leejason@themindfulnessguy.com, and I promise I'll get back to you.
Okay, very good. We have that all linked up here on the show page here, folks. So definitely check it out. And let's take a call here and see what the question may be, Lee. And let's bring in Donna to the show. Welcome, Donna. 267.
Hello.
Area code. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Donna.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I have been interested in someone for a while, and I was wondering if anything is going to become of it. We're friends, and I'm not sure where it's going.
Well, let me say I'm not a clairvoyant or anything, but as a coach, I can tell you that where our energy goes into a relationship, subconsciously, we already know where things are headed. If I don't know how long you've been with this person, but if you feel a connection, then the only way to make that connection go to the next level is to make your feelings known. And if it's right, it will happen. But if you get some negative energy or not that reception, then maybe you need to look at it a little further to see where the disconnect is, and that's something you can work on. But I'm a very big believer in manifestation, so if you truly believe that that person, whether it's this person or not, is there for you and you claim it to the universe, you will find that significant other that you're looking for.
Oh, okay. I don't know if this is another question or not. Do you see anyone in my future?
I do see someone in your future because if I'm correct, you're stating that you want somebody in your future. And the thing is, when we got to name it to claim it, and when we state it to the universe, and we come from a place of love, we will get what we want. So we just have to be open to it, because it may be right in front of you and you don't notice it, or it could be just down the street and it's going to show up very and receptive. And keep knowing that it's coming your way if it hasn't already arrived.
Okay.
So I hope that helps you out a little bit. Like I said, I'm not a clairvoyant, but I can tell, this is just my feelings on how I manifest things into my life. And it sounds like you're ready. And so the universe is saying, oh, she is ready. Let's give her what she deserves.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All righty. And Donna, if you could hold the line there, we appreciate it. And Lee, I wanted to, I know we got a couple more minutes here left here. I've been asking some of my life coaches like yourself, do you have any tips for people out there? A lot of tension, I would say, in the world. A lot of it brought on politically since the first of the year, but still, whatever it is, a lot of I've never seen it like this. Like I said, I've been doing the show getting close to 10 years now. And do you have any tips for people to kind of let go of the tension they may be feeling or negative energy?
Absolutely. This is one of the things that I keep, that keeps coming up. I run several groups. And as you know, there's an energy that is of negativity. And a lot of coaches will tell you just to push it aside and not get politically involved in that sort of thing. But what I say is, you have to stand for your core beliefs, and the best thing that you can do to take away that monster that we build up in our side of negative energy is to confront it. So what I say is, maybe read the newspaper. You know, don't avoid the news, don't immerse yourself into it so deeply, but just be aware of what is actually happening, what is fact and what is not fact. Separate the two. Read it for 5 minutes in the morning and move on with your day, because when you take that monster and you make it down to the smaller thing, you open yourself to all the good around you. But I are in tune with what is happening in the world. But don't let that bring you down. For instance, when I hear bad news, I immediately go online to find what there is good news, because we live in a place of good. I believe the world is inherently good, and when we focus on that, it makes our life so much better. And of course, if you're not meditating every day, you know, you're missing out on something, because no matter what the situation, even a five-minute meditation will calm you. It will bring you back down and make you feel part of something bigger. So those are my two tips. Be informed and meditate. I cannot stress meditation enough.
That's great. I totally agree with that. And the news part, I mean, I know I stay more active in the news, but I'm kind of in the media, so I feel like it's part of my but it's for other folks, I definitely recommend, as you said, just a real brief update so you're up to date of what's going on in the world. It's good to be informed, but then let it go, because it'll just, you know, you can just look at yourself. If you're watching the news, you look at your body and look at your hands. You'll notice your hands start to clench, and then you'll have a fist, and it's just showing what it's doing to your body.
Now, you are correct. Awareness is the key. So when your fist clenches, take a deep breath, open that up, and just walk away from it. You do not have to take it with you.
What do you suggest, Lee? This is probably something personal. is when you're my guest.
You know, I'm an open book, so it's okay.
Well, I am involved in the media a lot. I feel it's important for me to keep people informed, because otherwise, you know, bad things can happen to people. But anyway, I digress a little bit. But anyway. Sometimes if you get involved in the media and it kind of builds through the day, and you'll find, say your body starts to get tense, you start to, if you feel like your heart rate, that's a good example. Heart rate starts to really pick up. What can you do to get that all to calm back down as quick as possible?
Okay, so this really comes back to my reflective soul coaching. What I create, or I actually get people to create in their mind, are what I call access points. Something, whether it's a bracelet that you wear, or it's something on your desk or something that you can actually focus on, even for 10 seconds, and really observe it, really find all the details, all the specifics in it. When you concentrate on that just for that short amount of time, it will bring you down, and whatever is causing you anxiety will at least lessen, if not disappear completely. So having those access points that bring you joy just for that short amount of time really will carry you through the day. It works really well in traffic. I can tell you that myself.
All right. Well, I'm going to try that tonight because it always gets to me late at night. I don't know if the body's healing mechanisms are, I know them are low during that time. I know that. That's why if you're sick and you have fever, fever will always go up at night because your body's repairing itself. But it's always at night for me. That's the worst.
Let me ask you this real quick. So does this happen usually when you're lying in bed? Is that a big thing?
No, it's more late at night working on the computer and yeah.
And you just can't get your mind to shut off, right?
Well, you know? I'm like doing work for tomorrow, and then I'm also being flashed a bunch of messages and news and all of this, and it's just
it's a lot to take in at one time. So because you are a busy man, and I know you have it coming from everywhere, when you get to that point in the evening, even though you may find yourself in a situation you have to work, you need to perhaps focus on just one aspect of your work. That may mean shutting your messenger off, not checking your emails, but just focusing on that one thing. So to at least shut down your brain that's overworking somewhat so you can just focus on that one thing. So hopefully you can complete that, take on the rest of the stuff the next day, and get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that sounds great. I love the part, and I'm going to try this, and I'll tell you next week how well I did of finding that point where I can, think of something that is as good in the past that I enjoyed. Like I mentioned, the Colorado mountains, and just the if I can just take myself there, I think that will do exactly what I want as far as calm my body down. So thank you for that.
So when you do that, try to think about the sights, the smell, the people, whatever that is. Draw it down. Draw it for yourself and try to recreate that. Hang it on your fridge so you can see it, or put it by your desk and you can go there. I call it my passport to mindfulness. I have one. I write it down all the time. I've been all over the place. It's all in my brain, but it certainly gets me where I need to go when I need to.
Okay, I'm gonna do that this week, and I'll let you know next week how it works out. I think it's gonna be great.
I look forward to it. I do look forward. and if anyone else has tips or anything, I need a question about how they can access that. So, like I said, go to my website, themindfulnessguy.com, and hit me up on my email, and I will do my best to help you. And one last thing before I go, I got a message while I'm here talking to you. We do have our men's cruise coming up. Go to calcommenscruise.com or my website, and you will find information about that coming up. So thank you so much, Michael, for having me. I look forward to this every week.
Oh, me too. Thank you, Lee. You do a lot of great work. Thank you for that.
And I'm going to check in with you next week. So, okay.
Yes, I'm doing it tonight. Okay. I promise you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm 100% honest on that one. Hang on, everybody. We're not done yet. we have a brand new guest coming up here in just about a minute. And Lena's going to be joining us. She's a psychic medium joining us for the first time, and she's going to be taking your calls for psychic readings. We're going to find out about Lena as well. So the number to call in is 347-884-8245. I think with, as far as what we were talking about with Lee, I think that is what everybody can get help from. I think we all experience times, and I know when I get like that, I'm not perfect, so I'm a human being, and I got a lot going on with, you wouldn't believe how many, I got Messenger going off, I've got my phone going off, I got my phones going off throughout the day, and then I'm on the show. So I'm hit from all sides, and then on top of that, I do a lot of media work, and, I'm part of the media. I've covered President Bill Clinton when he was here, And last year, that was really great experience. And so keep very busy. Some of that stuff, you know, can really get to you. I don't like to see people hurt. And sometimes you see that with what's going on in politics today. I don't want people to lose their insurance and die and things like that. And I don't want to get into politics right now because that's not the show. But anyway, that's me. You know, I'm the guy who runs the homeless mission. So that should tell you a lot about me. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back here with Lena. And she's going to be taking your phone calls, psychic readings coming right on up here. And let's go to the little blue eyes here. And I'll be right back.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Into the light. We're going to be taking your calls for free psychic readings now. So with Lena Sheehan, first time on Journey Into the Light, call on in 347-884-8245 and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay? There you go. And let's go ahead and let's bring in Lena to the show. Welcome to Journey Into the Light. Lena, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, great. So if you would, before we get to callers, kind of tell the folks about yourself. How did you get started, you know, being a psychic and kind of what you're doing now with it?
Okay. Well, you know, I was born gifted. I had all my abilities intact, but I didn't understand what they were, having been raised by an old world where I'm first generation into this country from Ireland. And, you know, we were strict Catholics on my father's side and agnostic on my mother's. So there was a lot of push-pull going on as I was growing up. And the only thing I came out of the whole thing was I was sure that the devil was out to get me. So I started running from one church to the next in an attempt for someone to help me, because every time I get in a room with people, my clairsentient abilities would kick in, you know, my empathic abilities would kick in, and I would feel what other people were feeling. I'd feel closed in. I'd start hyperventilating, things of that nature. And I would say to the groups, you know, this is happening, and they'd say, well, Satan's trying to get you. And at one point in time, I said, Satan wins, I'm out of here, because I said he doesn't want you to be part of you. I eventually found a wonderful study group. It was a unity study group who said, you know, why don't we teach you how to control your abilities instead of your abilities controlling you? And it was at that point that I started to take control and really start to hone in and use them correctly. And I had instruction from mentors who I felt were had a longer life experience than I did and had things to offer. So over the years, I expounded and added to the abilities that, you know, to the things that I offer. I've been in business as a holistic practitioner since 1992, and that's all I've done, with the exception of a few fun things like writing books and things of that nature. But my primary means of supporting myself and my family has been with this business.
Well, great. That's helped, I'm sure, a lot of people. Is that the reason you love doing it? Helping people?
I love to help people. I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I teach as well as you know, I my viewpoint of helping someone heal through body, mind, and spirit is assisting them in healing at all levels. So not only do I write books that are spiritually slanted as far as, you know, self-help and things of that nature, but I also write fiction novels, because healing takes many forms, and being able to go away from the day-to-day world for a while is a wonderful way to heal. I'm also a hypnotherapist. In fact, that's the first thing I did. I didn't do the psychic readings until after I started doing the hypnosis. That was my first love. So I help people. That's why I call it a holistic business. I help people through hypnosis, through energy healing, through spiritual development, through mediumship, communicating with the other side for them and assisting them in getting the answers that they seek, and hoping that I'm doing a good job at it. Most of the time I do. I've been doing live radio for 15 years now, and people keep coming back, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That's a good
sign. Yes. I totally agree. Well, let's go to the phone lines here and see who's on the phones here for you, Lena. How does that sound?
That's fantastic.
Okay. Let's go to Donna for our first call. Welcome, Donna.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I wanted to know, I don't know if you could tell me, someone that I've been friends with for about 3 years, if anything is going to come out of that. There's feelings there on my part, and I'm pretty sure on his, he's been hurt, he's scared, he'll do anything in the world for me. But, like, if I say, oh, you want to hang out, he kind of shies away, like,
Before you tell me too much information, I'd like to tell you what I'm getting, okay, Donna? And then we can see if it's matching, if I've got the right vibration. Because sometimes you have more than one person around you, and I might pick up on the wrong person. All right. What I'm getting with this individual is that, yes, he has been hurt, and he has also been what I consider stuck in a relationship that was difficult to undo the mess, if you understand what I'm saying. So because of that factor, he is a little gun shy. He also is insecure. Okay. And so I think that you'll find that he second guesses himself on a periodically as far as the things that he's doing for you. You know, is it good enough? Is it enough? Am I good enough? Am I enough? Whatever relationship that he had, and I think it has been a multiple, an accumulation of different relationships, not just one that you say where he's been hurt. He's had an accumulation of misinterpreting how other people have felt about him, or people have just said things to him that have really sunk in and clung to him. Am I making sense to you?
Yes. You're talking about, you want me to tell you his name?
Well, his first name. We don't want to broadcast his last, but if you can tell me his first name, that would even help me hone in even more. Yes.
Okay. It's Mike.
Okay. Yeah. Has he got green or brown eyes? I'm not seeing blue. Are they green or brown?
Brown, yes.
Brown, yeah. Okay, I don't see blue. I have a hard time differentiating the green and the brown, you know, from the brown. So, you know, they're either one or the other. I didn't see blue. Okay, yeah, I do feel that. Now, you're asking me, since I've got the right person, if there's going to be something coming out of the relationship, in other words, going to the next level?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say it can move forward, and it will move forward, and it actually has been moving forward. What I'm also going to say is I truly don't feel it's moving forward at a speed that you're satisfied with. But if you can be satisfied with that, and if you can be persistent and kind of be in there for the long haul, I think in the long run you'll end up where you want to be.
Oh, okay. Is it good, like, not to be pushy or...
Yeah, because of the fact that he second guesses himself on and there's a complex going on there as far as adequacy and things of that nature. You know, is he good enough? Does he do this good enough? Is that sufficient? Things of that nature. If I was in your shoes, I try not to tell people what to do because that's misuse of my abilities. You know, people would tend to just say, well, Lena said, and just go do it. But I would tell you, if I was in your position, I would go slow.
Okay.
Okay. I would go slow if it was me. All right. Should you choose to press the issue, the odds are more in favor of him backing away and actually you losing ground with the situation. So in other words, you'd go backwards a little bit instead of forward.
Right. Yeah, I'm not the type anyway.
Yeah, I don't feel that if you press the situation, you'd lose him, but I think you'd lose ground.
Okay, I see.
Does that make sense?
Yes, but you do see mutual feelings there.
I do. Yeah, I do. I think you're more clear. I really feel that you're more clear on how you feel than he is on how he feels, but that just goes with his personality.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We're going to go next to Minnesota and bring in Betsy to the show.
Hi there.
Hi, Betsy.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I was just wondering if Spirit has a message for me tonight.
Just in general, a message in general? You don't want to zero in and get something that you're really looking for? Did I give you a message?
I'm just kind of wondering if my mom is around and if she has a message for me about my father.
If your mom is around and she has a message about you to you about your father, can you give me the first name of your mom and the first name of your father, please? Your father feels distant too. By the way, before we continue, I have to be clear that there are two things that I'm not good at. One is timing, and the other is whether they're in spirit or whether in the flesh, because the spirit lives on. And I have a very, somebody feels far away or close up is about the best I can do because they're still living, in my opinion. So if I say they're far away, that generally means they're out of their body. Okay?
Okay. My mother's name is Carolyn, and my father's
Carolyn?
Name is Frank. Yep.
And is Frank? Okay. And
Frank,
your mother is on the other side, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, she feels. Did she have cancer or?
No.
No, because it feels cancerous to me. It feels. Yeah, it feels very, very toxic to me. Oh, well. Okay, and the father's name is what, Frank?
Franklin.
He feels distant, too, but I'm not sure if he's on the other side. Is he just far away from you, or did he pass?
He's very sick right now.
Oh, okay. So we want to know if anything about Franklin. Well, I don't predict death. How can I do that if I can't tell if they're in body or out? But I will tell you that I don't see a lot of tears going on, and I'm still picking up on that toxicity going on around your mother. So there is something very toxic that she's tuned into. Okay. So I'm just not diagnosed. Well, I'm not a doctor to diagnose anyway, but it just feels like you're. I'm sorry?
She had heart disease.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's very toxic. I'm not going to fake it. I'm not necessarily getting a message per se. I do feel that she is around. I do feel that she's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But my body's trembling and she seems to be tuned into this toxicity going on. Franklin, it feels like he might level off, but then there is a possibility of him going, getting worse again.
Yes.
Okay. So
he had a stroke. A third of his brain had a brain bleed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that you're going to find some other things that will have to be dealt with in his body. Okay. That are going to be popping up and things of that nature. The only thing that I can get with your mother is that she is around, that she is watching you, that she is on occasion caressing and soothing people. Okay. I see her flitting from 3 to 4 different people, so it's not just one person that she's going to. She seems to be flitting around, all right?
Yes.
I do feel that, you do have her support, but I'm sorry, I'm not getting a verbal message for you.
Okay. Does Spirit have a message for me then? Anybody?
Okay.
Is there anybody out there that has something to say?
Anybody can tell me something, anything. Okay. All I'm getting, and it's of course I'm not a gloom and doom person. I'm one of these people that says the glass is half full. But on the flip side of the coin, I also do like to give you kind of like a heads up or a warning or something along that line, if so that you can change and change things. I've had people where I've said, be careful that you don't go down such and such, or, you know, break an arm or whatever. And I've had them come back and say, oh, that happened. Well, I'm like, well, why didn't you do something different so that it wouldn't happen? Because that's the purpose of the message. Spirit is telling me very clearly, okay, that there is a dark haired person around you. And, 5'5". How tall are you, dear?
I am 5'3", 5'2".
Okay. So you're 5'3", 5', in that area. So 5'5", 5'6", somewhere around that range is this individual who has gotten close to you, has become trusted by you, has dark hair, dark eyes, olive complexion. The olive may be, from the sun, I'm not sure, okay, but the complexion is olive, and they're telling me that you need to be cautious about your trust level with this individual, because it's not that the individual is evil, but the individual is not necessarily reliable.
Okay.
And it could cost you something that you hold dear in the form of a material object. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, you have an idea of who I'm talking about, okay?
Yes,
so, you know, that is the warning from Spirit. And again, like I said, I'm a glass half full kind of person, but when I get a message like that, it's a heads up for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you very much, dear. You have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Evening.
You too. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. It was a great reading. And and before we go to our next caller here, so Lena, can you tell the folks how people can reach you? for private sessions?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know, the best way is since they're all an internet fans to begin with, I think the best thing to do would be go to my website. All kinds of contact information is there. All my rates are there. Everything that I offer is there. Descriptions, testimonies from people, etc. And that would be www.lenainc.com. That's LENAINC.com.
Okay, we have that link here on the show page, folks, here. So definitely check that out. Click on that. And Lena will be back next week as well. We're going to take our final caller here, 818 California. Can we get your first name?
Hi, this is Carmen.
Oh, hi, Carmen.
Hi.
So you have fabulous energy, by the way. I'm sorry?
Oh, thank you. I was saying, I'm so glad I was able to get on. I've been trying to get on for a couple days.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I've been seeing different numbers since 2012. It started off with just my birthday, 9/17, and then I started seeing 7/11, the 4s, 4/4/4, 3/3/3. 9/11, just, and I would just get different messages. But lately, I'm seeing 9/9/9. It keeps popping up every day throughout the day. And I know that's a number of completion, but I'm not exactly sure what's completing super fast in my life right now. A lot of new things have been going on. And I just went to Miami for a healing session with a lady named Alba that does like hypnosis, and I think it's GHHT, like a Dolores Cannon type work. And so that was going on, but I was wondering if you were getting anything.
I'm getting so much on you. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, you've been doing such wonderful work on yourself that your vibration has really shifted. So, you know, you're almost not the same person you were a year ago. If you can understand what I mean. And what comes with that, my very psychic friend, okay? Is all your abilities are kicking into gear. I mean, it's a pleasure for me to actually read for my peer here, because that's how I feel. I feel like I'm reading for, you know, my equal. Have all your abilities. You're just at this stage of the game not you're still learning how to utilize them so that they work for you. You know, we're all an individual. We're not clones. We're individual beings. And because of that, there are no two psychics alike. There are no two, you know, people alike. And so what works for one person may not necessarily be the best way for another person to do it. So you're going through that Goldilocks stage. I call it the Goldilocks stage, where you're going around to see what fits you just right. As a result of that, you're getting a lot of messages from the spirit world, and music and numbers are their way of communicating. Okay. Uh-huh. I feel the 999 is definitely a time of completion for you. It's you're literally changing one aspect of who you are and going into a new part of who you are. You're going to become a new you, so to speak. You'll see a lot of changes going on in your life. You may decide to change your career. You may decide to change the group of people that you associate with. And that doesn't mean you're going to get rid of people, but you'll be putting them in different categories. Okay? I think you've already started doing that. And you know, your appearance is going to be changing, your likes and dislikes. It's like you're a whole new you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm down quite a lot of weight, more than 50 pounds lost.
Okay.
I didn't want to say how much because it's significant. And I still got a little ways to go. And then I just bought a ticket to Hawaii for a couple months in September. And so that's major. But from there, I want to kind of maybe stay out of I know that's the U.S., but I want to kind of stay kind of away. And from there, I was thinking of maybe traveling to South America, maybe Southeast Asia or something like that. And so a lot of things coming up, and then I'm looking at some projects. Yeah.
What I would suggest that you do before you do your traveling is, you know, you do the Dolores Cannon thing. So I'm assuming that you believe in past lives or alternate realities.
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel it's important for you at this stage because of the fact that your vibration is in flux at such an incredible degree that before you go and do these traveling, I mean, it may be wonderful and fun for you to go someplace, but it may not be in your best interest to go there at that time. You know, some of the locations that I was picking up that you were thinking of are not ideal for you at this particular time and probably won't be for the next 5 years. So I would suggest that you get very quiet and meditate, or go to someone like myself who can assist you and run past them. I want to go here, I want to go here, I want to go here. Does it feel like it's a good thing for me right now? Because what could happen is things could backfire on you, and you could actually have negative experiences in some of these places if you go between now and the next 5 years.
Oh.
Okay, so keep that factor in mind. Yeah.
Is Hawaii a good place to go?
And Hawaii feels good. Hawaii is calling you home is what I heard. Okay.
Oh,
you know, Hawaii is part of Lemuria. Yeah. Yeah, you're an old soul. Yeah, Hawaii's far. You're going home. So that's a good place. But some of the other locations, and you didn't necessarily name them, it's just that I picked up on some things that you have in mind. You might want to really sit down, write them out. Like I said, if you go to an advisor, run them past your advisor or otherwise write them out and meditate on them and speak to your higher self and see how that works for you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that session that I had, I actually got kind of weird vibes from the lady that did it, because she has a persona on YouTube and through her work and how you see her, but in the conversation I had prior to the session, I was just like, ooh, I don't know about this. And it made me feel a little bit kind of odd. You know, I don't know if she just was being human and going through things, but in the back of my mind, I was like, was that a good move to get that session with
her?
Well,
I don't feel it. I don't feel it hurts you, but, you know, I always recommend to people that you speak to this person for quite a while to make sure that you that's one of the reasons I like to do these radio shows. It gives people a sample so they can get an idea of whether or not we're a match. Okay.
Yeah.
Because someone is an expert in their field or very, very skilled in their field doesn't mean they're a vibratory match for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
I think
leave it there.
I think that's what you felt.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for your call. And again, Lena's contact information is right here on the show page. And that's Lena, L-E-N-A, Inc.com. And Lena, it's a total pleasure of meeting you and having you on. You're fantastic on your readings. I've done a lot of shows, about 5,000 of them. So I really mean that when I say that. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're great. So I love your energy.
And I appreciate the caller. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Well, we'll see you next week, Lena. So have a
you
great
most
week.
Definitely will. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That's Lena to the show. Enjoyed that. Coming up next is a psychic roundtable. We'll be joined with our fabulous ladies. And tonight we'll have Barbara Stravinsky from Salem and Carol Adams from New Mexico. They'll be both taking your phone calls. So everybody redial in right now as this segment will be ending. Thanks for listening.